This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Farming's hard. To feed the world, farmers have to work the land, brave the elements, and fight the battle against weeds. Weeds reduce crop yields, so prices go up and everybody gets less to eat. But 50 years ago, farmers got a new tool to fight weeds, glyphosate. It kills weeds while protecting the harvest. Time and again, it has been approved by the EPA and by leading regulatory bodies around the world. It helps enable practices that reduce erosion and keep soil healthy, which is good for the earth. Farming's hard, but it's a little easier with glyphosate. Learn more at go.bayer.com/glyphosate. Paid for by Bayer.
Yeah, that's the spot that is running, the commercial spot that's running on this radio station and TV stations and billboards all over the place. What they're talking about is Roundup. And the bill that passed the House would effectively, in my opinion, grant immunity to Bayer and others so that people who believe they got ill as a result of the pesticide would not be able to sue in the state of Missouri. That's going to be considered now by the Missouri Senate at some point. It's going to make its way over there. We've got Missouri Senator Adam Schnelting on the phone right now. And Adam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be with you again, Mark.
Yeah, I wondered your thoughts on this particular bill. I understand that Nick Schroer is opposed to it, I know. Where do you stand on this Roundup bill?
Well, I oppose it, Mark, for several reasons. But these bills essentially provide, as you stated, I mean, it provides blanket immunity for the makers of certain pesticides and herbicides, glyphosate, herbicides that have been, linked to health problems. You know, here's part of the problem for me specifically. The bills also cede state sovereignty over to the EPA because we're essentially, if we pass the bill, we're relinquishing our labeling requirements, standards, to the whatever the EPA requirements are at that time. So instead of Missouri setting the standard, we're going to rely on the EPA. So that's not really a conservative position. Ceding state sovereignty to the EPA is bad for our residents' health. And remember, Mark, that the EPA focuses primarily on ecological and environmental impact. They are the Environmental Protection Agency, right? They're not a human health agency. So if there's one thing that we learned during the COVID era, it's not to trust in Fauci-like bureaucrats and agencies like the EPA.
Right. Well, will you be part of the 9 senators that I understand are ready to stand up and filibuster this?
I am. At noon today, we're going to be holding a press conference to that effect, discussing the dangers of these bills and the fact that we oppose blanket immunity for corporations.
So, yes. So who's supporting it in the Senate, if you can name names? I mean, I'm interested to know that. If it's something Cindy O'Loughlin and leadership are in favor of, and you guys are threatening to filibuster it, I mean, it can really snarl things up there in the Senate, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. So as far as Senate leadership is concerned, I've yet to hear them discuss that as one of their priorities. Obviously there is a Senate bill. Senator Justin Brown out of Central Missouri has filed. But I have not heard this issue being a number one or even in the top 10 priorities of Senate leadership. So I think at the end of the day, we're going to have a strong showing from, look, you've got 9 senators out of 24 Republican senators who are already willing to stand up and say, no blanket immunity for corporations. We're not doing this.
Good.
And I think that sends a great signal from the outset.
Yeah, it's a good point. Maybe before it even gets to that, that kind of heads them off a little bit. We're talking to Senator Adam Schnelting. So my follow-up question to that is, if it ends up in a filibuster situation, what happens to some of the other priorities of the Senate, like state control of the St. Louis Police Department? Because that seems to be something everybody seems to be on board with in Jeff City, right? Even the governor.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah. So sometimes during a filibuster, at some point, you when leadership realizes, okay, this filibuster's not going to break, they set the bill aside to allow other bills to be debated and discussed. At some point, I would foresee that happening in this situation. And we are dead set on passing the crime bill to ensure that we deal with public safety in the state of Missouri, specifically, particularly the region of St. Louis. So I don't think that in any way this is going to harm our prospects of getting that passed this session.
Good.
I believe we're going to be able to get that done.
Yeah, it's definitely critical and a big issue in the mayor's race down here as well in the city that's going to happen in April for sure. Senator Adam Schnelting, our guest right now, you made the Post-Dispatch. That's probably a badge of honor for any conservative. You made the front page of the Post there with your bill regarding assigning gender at birth to bathrooms in schools, correct? Am I misphrasing that?
No, look, it's all right. However you say. By the way, I do call it the bathroom bill.
Okay, all right. I wondered. I didn't know.
No, I do. You know, after so many years down here, you start forgetting your bill numbers. It's bill 77, bill 76. I just call it the bathroom bill. Yeah. No. Essentially, what we're looking at, Mark. So the Missouri Human Rights Statute needs to be updated or clarified to be more specific. The Missouri Human Rights Statute states that you cannot discriminate based on sex. Well, when our forebears put sex in that discrimination, in that category, in that statute, they were not talking about sexual orientation or gender identity. However, the courts have recently interpreted sex to include gender identity. And so what you have is in RMA versus Blue Screen School District, the court sided with a transgender student suing the district over their single sex bathroom policy. And they awarded that student nearly $5 million. And so the state Supreme Court issued an opinion in which they essentially redefined sex to include gender identity, which obviously strays from the traditional interpretation of sex and also the intentions of the legislature when we passed the Missouri Human Rights Act decades ago. So what this bill does is it clarifies that sex in our discrimination statutes is biological sex and not gender identity.
Okay.
That way our public schools can go ahead and pass single-sex use bathroom policies and not have to be concerned about crushing lawsuits.
I love that. So what is that? Does the court have to go back and look at its ruling again if the human rights wording has changed?
Well, if they have another court case, they would be able to look at
going
the statute.
Forward. Okay.
Say, yeah, going forward. Exactly. That's
yeah.
Exactly right. Which is really important. You know, right now, we've all kind of, you know, with the election of President Trump, we've kind of taken a reprieve. Oh, this is great. You know, executive orders. But here's the problem. Executive orders change from one president to another.
Very true.
So while we have an opportunity, Missouri needs to make sure we clarify any ambiguity in law and that we take care of situations like this.
Right, right. You know, I've only got about a minute left. I've run out of time here, but Senate Bill 4, I understand, got voted on yesterday, and that's created some controversy. Any idea why people are so upset about that passing in the Senate? Is it related to utilities?
So there's a lot of mischaracterization and misrepresentation, and some of that is coming from the green energy sector, actually. Senate substitute for Senate Bill 4 doesn't have everything, there's not everything in that bill that I liked. But at the same time, one of the things that the president has talked about since he got elected was the fact that our energy and our grid is susceptible to foreign attack. we need to have upgrades, and we need to make sure that we're investing in our infrastructure. Otherwise, we're going to have problems down the road. And look, if our demand is becoming greater than our supply, we're getting to a point where if we don't work on supply, prices are going to skyrocket no matter what we do. So we need to have more greater generation. And that's what Senate Bill 4 seeks to do.
And it deals with solar panels. And what would it do with that exactly?
Well, so
it would make it personal property.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, actually, that portion, I believe, was stripped out out of the substitute. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of convoluted when you have omnibus bills, which is usually I really don't like omnibus bills because you have a lot of things going on. But that portion, I believe, was nixed.
There's a lot in there for sure. We'll address it some more. Senator Adam Schnelting, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
Absolutely, we'll talk to you soon, Adam. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.